Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Sticking around, my name is the X-Man, your radio minister of music, and this is the music of Freddie Renee with After All These Years. Now, after this song, you will hear from Freddie Renee in an awesome interview. Such an awesome person, such an awesome, you know what, don't take my word for it. Listen to this song, and then stay tuned for this dynamic interview. This is Real Gospel.
Peace of mind. Now my life is so sublime.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have independent recording artist, woman extraordinaire, an anointed woman of God, Freddie Renee. Freddie Renee. I have a friend that's named Freddie James. Oh. And so off the top of my lips, I want to say Freddie James, but I know it's Freddie Renee.
Yes, Freddie Renee.
So, Freddie Renee. Welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So, you know, we were joking around in the green room and in here about your name. Mm-hmm. And so you are the first woman that I've met with the name Freddie.
Yes.
So talk, you got to explain, you got to unpack that for us, as we say in the preacher realm.
Well, my dad was naming all his daughters after his sisters.
Okay.
So he has a sister named Freddie Mae.
Oh.
So I'm Freddie Renee. My mom, she fought him tooth and nail. But
I bet.
She said, well, put Renee instead of Freddie Mae. So that's the part of that story.
I got you. This is a beautiful album cover, or CD cover, I should say. Your song, After All These Years, is a phenomenal song. We play it here on Real Gospel. The listeners absolutely love it. They love you. And so to that individual who is not familiar with who you are, or to those individuals who just found Christ on yesterday, tell them a little bit about who you are and where you're from.
Well, all right. Freddie Renee. I'm from Detroit, Michigan. And, you know, I started singing as a young child. And, you know, we sang as young children growing up. And we sometimes have a desire to move forward. And so I sang with my sisters and my mom. And we were supposed to be the next En Vogue, actually.
Oh.
With the harmony that we had.
Okay.
But, I just branched out. The Lord gave me just the vision and to branch out and to sing with various community choirs and Derek Starks with Field Music Group.
Yeah.
And so I went on from there.
Oh, Derek Starks. Okay. So you grew up in church?
I did grow
up. You're a church baby, huh?
I'm a church baby.
Okay. Were your parents in leadership and ministry? What type of ministry? Was it Baptist?
Well, not non-denominational.
Methodist,
I served non-denominational, still under the Church of God in Christ.
Okay.
However, it was Pentecostal, apostolic.
Oh.
My mom, Bible school teacher, and my dad, Minister Frank, yes.
So you Kojic, huh?
Kojic, apostolic, that's Kojic, all in the
apostolic.
Same.
Okay, yeah. I got you. So the listeners, I'm just saying, because people listening are under different reformations, so...
Yeah.
Maybe some of them are familiar with who you are. Some of them may not be, but you know, you serve where you serve. That's all. So, but I'm familiar. I grew up a melting pot of all of them. So, that's another story for another day. The listeners know my story, but yeah. So, your music. When did God anoint you and let you know that it was time for you to record at this level?
Well, it was in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I sang with Rex Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to do a solo, a project with him.
Okay.
And somehow the Lord just gave me the project for me. And we launched it. And so now it's just a time for independence.
Yeah.
Just came out as an independent artist. And so here I am right now.
Yeah.
And as far as After All These Years, I've been singing background for various choirs and just having the place where they say, well, you're not good enough or, you know, we'll use you later.
Yeah.
And it was just not my time then, but now is the time. So this is where After All These Years come from.
Wow.
Just being perseverance.
Wow.
And just keep striving.
Yeah, so what, talk to us about this song. After All These Years, since you mentioned it, and you said the inspiration, most of it was because God, this is your time. God has opened the doors for you now. And so what is that now like for you? Where is God leading you and taking you to that you see the evidence that after all these years it's time, I'm living in my now
is that the Lord is opening doors that hasn't been open, and he's closing doors that need to be closed. He's giving me insight on which road to go and where he's taking me, and there's still more to come.
Mm.
You know, like I say, after singing background for a lot of years behind choirs and community choirs, So it's just like, now is your time. So I'm going to bless you and see how you can take this music further, how you can inspire someone else to, you know, persevere and just wait. It's a waiting on the Lord. So waiting on him and just being excited about what's next.
Yes.
What I'm looking for.
So what advice can you give? Because you said something that, again, you know, it happens when I'm doing these interviews. Knowing what to cut loose. Talk about that and being able to walk in the yes of God, but also being able to walk away from some of the things that may not be good for you as an artist or career. Help somebody right now with that.
Okay, it takes a lot of prayer.
Yes.
Prayer.
Oh, wow.
Listening to God and just getting rid of those persons that are speaking negative in your life. And always being rooted and grounded in the Word. You have to have a Bible-based church where you can go, and the Word is rich and not sugar-coated.
Yes.
And then the Bible says that my sheep will hear my voice. Yeah. And then you have to be in a place where you can hear God's voice, you know, where he'll tell you your next step.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you have to be in a place to listen. And I'm just for those persons who are listening to just persevere and keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Please continue to pray, you know, and get into a Bible-based church where you are listening for God's word and where you can grow spiritually.
Yeah. Who has inspired you the most and encouraged you the most while you were going through this process of singing background and singing in different choirs and just sort of waiting on your time? Who are the people or the persons that have encouraged you and kept you motivated and things of that nature?
Well, my family, and most importantly, my mom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give your mom a shout out now.
Yes, my mom, Jacqueline Ford Brazzo.
Yes.
Yes. Jeez, my mom has really been my critic, my motivator.
Yeah.
But my family, I have a really good, solid family.
Yeah.
I have my sister, Nicole Kelly, Teresa Kelly, Frank Kelly, just my Kelly family.
Yeah.
And my church family as well.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. And so for this song, who wrote did you pen this yourself? I mean, so what was the process like in writing this phenomenal song?
Well, I did not pen this.
Okay.
One. I have to give credit to Carl Phillips.
Okay.
And Greg Pearson. They're all out in Detroit.
Okay.
And Gabriel Young.
Okay.
They were the writers on this, and my hand in it is rearranging and singing it.
Okay. Carl Phillips, is he a recording artist?
He is, yes.
I think I know him. I think he's been here before.
Okay.
I'm going to have to reach out to him. Is it Carl B. Phillips?
Carl B. Phillips.
I know.
Correct.
What's up, Carl B. Phillips? Yes, he's been a guest on the program before. It's a small world because he released his own project, what, about 4 years ago? Something like that. Yeah, he came right through the station, and we had an opportunity to talk and break bread. And if I'm not mistaken, he did say that he was doing a lot of work with other artists and maybe a few choirs. He's a behind the scenes person, sort of like you. And then he released his own thing, and I guess he's going back to working with other people. So what's it been like working with him? What's he been doing? What's he done on your project?
He's a great man of God. He's humble. He's willing to help all the time.
Yeah.
He gives me pointers on what I need to look for in the industry moving forward.
Yeah.
He's just a great brother.
Amen. Amen. And amen. So did you sing as part of a worship team or worship leader or praise leader anytime?
Yes, at my church, Greater Emmanuel Institutional Church of God in Christ.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
On the praise team there.
Okay. Are you currently still? Probably not right now, but are you
yes,
still?
I am still
you
proud.
Are? Well, great. Because what I like to do is I like to give persons who are on the praise team or have served on the praise and worship team an opportunity to speak to the listeners.
Okay.
And in particular, those listeners who are late for service.
Okay.
And they miss out on the praise and worship. And so what words of encouragement can you give them as to why they should not miss out on praise and worship when you're up there exalting the Lord and God is doing things? Tell them what they're missing.
Right. You are missing so much. We are ushering the presence of God at that moment.
Yeah.
You come in, you leave everything behind for those persons that coming in. We're ushering the presence of God.
Yeah.
Once you come into the gates, you'll feel it.
Yeah.
There's no need to wait and come after that. Come in while it is happening.
Yeah.
Because that's where, I say that's where the meat, that's the beginning of the meat.
Yeah.
Before the word.
Yeah.
So, yes, please come on to praise and
worship. That's right. See? Y'all better listen to her, everybody, because, you know, things happen in the praise and worship aspect of service.
Right. We're
miracles
the
happen. That's right. You said in the atmosphere. People are delivered. People are healed and made free.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happens. And if you've not experienced that, well, I won't go there, but you know, there's a lot of ways I could take that. Maybe but experience that because that's real. And you are out there ushering in the spirit of the Lord and saturating the atmosphere of praise and just giving unction unto God. And that atmosphere is like so just oh my gosh, you know,
right, lifting up your hands and
you
can feel them right now.
Oh wow! So after all these years, the one and only Freddie Renee. And I want to thank you for coming by and spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Thank you.
And as I look at the back of your single, I see some names on here. Rick Benjamin, Samuel, is that Gamage?
Yes.
Okay, on keyboard, Corey Ling, guitar, Clay Benjamin, and a host of other people whom have come together to help you with this phenomenal song.
Yes.
And I like how the album cover looks.
Thank you.
Like the glasses. I like your hair. You're rocking it right here. I like that. So who was the stylist for this?
The stylist is John Gooden.
Okay.
The glasses are by Nicole Isadora.
Okay.
The everything else I style.
Okay.
The makeup is by Chocolate.
Okay.
But yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So how many was this the final cut? Was this the one that y'all looked at and said, this is the one we're going to go with? How'd that happen?
That is the final cut.
That's the final cut.
Yeah, out of all the many photos, that was one of them.
I got you. Yes. I got you. So we've got about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
And in the last 2 minutes, I really would like for you to give words of encouragement to an independent artist right now, someone who is singing background, someone who is waiting on their time, but they feel like it's just never going to come.
Okay.
Can you encourage them?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want you to hang in there. I want you to pray. I need you to persevere. Ask God, what is your next? Get into your closet, get into your quiet time and spend time with God, and He will let you know. And just continue to pray. Pray without ceasing. That's what the word says. And just keep going. Keep moving. Keep pressing on. Don't give up is what my advice is. And that's what happens for me.
Amen. Don't give up. Don't you dare quit. What God has for you is for you. And if you just persevere.
Yes.
You just heard the testimony right now of an anointed woman of God.
Yes.
Who is sitting here talking to you in this radio station because she did not give up. And the first single from her forthcoming project is After All These Years.
Yes.
And it feels good, doesn't it?
Yes, it
come
does.
On, somebody, come on, let me get that. Yes, yeah,
yes.
Yes, yeah, it feels
yes,
good.
It does.
It feels good. Thank you so much. I know it does. So tell the listeners, Ms. Freddie, how they can find out more about you, how they can pick up the single, how they can reach you.
Okay, you can reach me at freddierenee.com. That's FRDDI, Renee, RENE.com, or at Freddie Renee Music. I'm on all the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, all the social media, CD Baby. Also, if you'd like to book me, you can go to InTheMixMusicGroup.com, and that's where you can find me.
Amen.
And look forward to our new project coming up this fall.
All right, amen. The one and only Freddie Renee, everybody. Miss Renee, thank you so much
thank
for spending
you.
Time with us on Real Gospel.
That's been awesome. Thank you.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.